Hey there, everybody. This is Donna Fox. A little late, but better late than never. I am in Odessa, Texas, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the show that's going to talk to you about the Akashic Records, about how you can shift and change your life, and how we, as humans, have come here on this planet to do important things. And I am so glad you're there. I do deeply apologize for making you wait, but I'm so interested in your questions. Let me tell you, just take a deep breath. What was funny is here in Texas, that we're on Central Time, and I'm used to the show being Cleveland time, which is 11 o'clock. So I'm thinking I have to be back at my hotel room by 11. Well, I forgot that we are on Central Time. So if you hear me being a little out of breath and you're wondering why, that would be it. So, why am I here? Why am I in Odessa, Texas? I am actually in Odessa, Texas because I am on the board for Akashic Record Consultants International. And we had a board meeting and we had a retreat. And the retreat that we had is very important to me because I actually unveiled my prosperity marketing through the Akashic Records for not only the board, but other members of Akashic Record Consultants International. And so this workshop was a two-day workshop here with my peers. These are other Akashic Record teachers. And this new program, again called Prosperity Marketing through the Akashic Records, is, although all the people in the workshop today were Akashic Record people. So what that means is, if you've just tuned in or you don't know what I'm talking about, I suggest you go up to my website, which is www.akashicwisdom.com. Or since you're on BBS Radio, you can just scroll down into the information and find out all about it. And caller, I'll be with you in just a second. And so anyway, I was there and I presented this wonderful workshop. And the reason it was wonderful is because all the information came forward from the Akashic Records. And we all were really shifted into a new level of allowing prosperity into our lives. So I'm going to be presenting this workshop across the country. And I'm probably going to be starting in Cleveland because that's where I live. And this is going to be for folks who either have a background in the Akashic Records or not. So it's a flexible one that is bound to and guaranteed to shift you into a new prosperity consciousness. So real excited about that and so glad I could share it with you. So hi, we've got a caller on the line. Thanks for giving me that little bit of a time to explain. Who's on the line?
Hi there.
Hey there.
It's Joanne.
Joanne.
How are you?
I'm good, Joanne. Is it Joanne, J-O?
J-O-A-N-N.
Hey, how are you?
Very good. I sent you an email, but I don't know if you had time to get to it.
Well, you know, I'm here sitting in the hotel room in front of the computer, and it's not exactly working real fast. In fact, so I apologize. I have not even seen the questions that you sent for this evening, but I would love to. Why don't you kind of fill me in?
Okay. I had talked to you about a month ago.
Okay.
Was in regards to a rental property that we were going to rent.
Okay.
And it fell through, and you explained why and that something better would come along.
Okay.
So we kind of just left it and forgot about it and all that. And sure enough, we at a job site we were working at, we ran into someone who knew someone who had a place for rent. And it worked out, and you had said that this place we would go to, that it would be so much better, and I'd be able to plant because I love flowers and stuff and gardening.
Uh-huh.
And it turned out that it worked out that this place was maybe $50 more.
Uh-huh.
And it has a beautiful yard. It's got a beautiful garden. It's just amazing. Just amazing.
So it worked out the way the record keepers told you, eh?
Beg your pardon?
I said the record keepers kind of gave you the right information then.
Exactly. And you weren't sure if you could give me that information. You were saying, this isn't quite what I do. But you ended up working it out and giving me the right information.
Well, that was...
And so I wanted to let you know that was so wonderful because we kind of gave up. It's not like we need a place. We own a house, but it's in the city. And my husband and I feel we just need a break and we're going to let our sons rent our house.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of a trading places kind of thing. So it worked out really good, very, very good. So I thought I'd phone back and see what else you can find out from me when it comes to the record keepers.
Okay, well, here it is. I have your email up right now. So we're
good. Good.
So tell me what your exact question is. So just before you do that, Joanne, let me just kind of fill the listeners in. When either you call me or you email me, if you email me, it's so much easier because what happens is then you can give me your current legal name. And if you give me your current legal name, it's easier for me to access the information for you that way. And if you'd like to email me a question, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. So that's what I wanted to tell you. And if you're going to call in, we only have one line. So as soon as Joanne gets off, you can call in. All right. So now let me take a look here.
No problem.
Rather than having some dead air, why don't you go ahead and talk to me about your questions so the listeners can hear what we're asking about?
Well, you know, I had a couple questions. One is basically for my husband, a career change, and he kind of stepped into it, and we're kind of backing up again, and we're not sure. We'd love to open up a store when
okay.
it comes to installing flooring. So that was one question. And the other one was just to see how they see this, you know, like the summer going with this new place is basically it.
So what you're wanting to know is, you're asking something about your husband, did you say, or about opening a store?
Well, it would be based in, my husband's a hardwood flooring installer. He installs
okay.
hardwood floor. He's an installer right at this moment.
Okay.
He tried a little while for about 3 months sales, but being part-time, it doesn't really work
uh-huh.
for us or for the store. And they would like him to go full-time. But on the back burner, he's always wanted to open up his own store.
For flooring?
Yeah, for all kinds of flooring.
And so you're asking if that would be a good idea?
Yeah, what the record keepers are saying, like should we continue on installing and then eventually get them fully into sales?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Let me tell you what they're showing me, Joanne.
Okay.
What they're showing me is some type of beautiful, like it's wood flooring, but it the flooring itself is in beautiful designs. It's almost like what they're showing me is like a conch shell in a floor.
Okay.
Do you know what a conch shell is?
Not really.
If I just describe it, you'll know exactly. It's like it's the spiral shell that you see that goes around and around and comes out. It looks like a cornucopia, but it's a shell. It has
okay.
a different chambers.
Okay.
Okay. And for whatever reason, they're showing me this shell on the floor. And now, when your husband does flooring, does he design floors as far as the tiling and what they look like?
Well, you know what? He works around a lot of, it's called inlays.
Inlays, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's inlaid, yes.
Yeah,
wood.
He does border work right now, and we've talked about him going and take another course that would teach him more on the border work. Like, he can do basic borders, but he hasn't really tried any inlays, but he's thought about it.
Right. What I'm getting here is that what would separate your store from the others is the designs that he would make with the inlays on the floors. And does that make sense to you?
That does, because you know what? A lot of people want that kind of design.
Right.
But a lot of stores don't offer. They offer basic, just a square,
right.
or the odd inlay, but it's really expensive. It's not cheap.
Uh-huh.
So that would be for a higher class of people.
Right, and it wouldn't mean that you wouldn't have the other stuff there. It just means that would be one of his specialties.
Ah, we never even thought of that.
That's what they're showing me. So the idea here is, they're also telling, again, I can't open your husband's records without his permission.
Right.
And quite frankly, I'm in my records and the records of the show on behalf of you, but because I have your legal name, it's a little easier. okay?
Right.
But what I want to share with you is what they're saying is that your husband is a very creative person.
Yeah.
And that one of the issues that would relieve stress in his life is to expand his expression of creativity.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. That makes a lot of sense. That's for sure.
Uh-huh. And there's something about colors, and I know you like flowers, but again, they're going back to the colors, and the idea, what a combination of a nursery and flooring store.
Oh, really?
Isn't that interesting? And I don't know if that hits you, but there's something about you being a part of it.
Yeah, well, I'm basically his helper right now, so
okay.
I would probably have to follow him along to get the business up and going.
Right, but there's something about you knowing feng shui, and when somebody wants a floor, talking to them about, I don't know, there's something about you helping from a feng shui point of view or a design point of view.
Well, I'm thinking, actually, I was just going to sign up for, in September, there's a feng shui course that's about 4 years long.
Uh-huh.
In September coming up, and that was something I was planning on taking.
Definitely take that
into
course.
It?
They're very adamant. Take the course.
Take the course? Okay.
Yeah. The reason that's important is, first, if you're not at all, if you're still hesitant, don't take it just because they tell you to take it. But take it, but first, do your due diligence and read information and books and see how your body feels and how excited your body is to be receiving the information from the books.
Right.
And if that's in alignment, which they're telling me it is, that's when you should take the course.
Yeah.
It's almost like there's a whole new business there for you.
Right. And I do love feng shui because I do have a couple books.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to learn from it and go further, you know,
right,
to make my life better and still to help those around me also in that sense, right, just to help clear, cleanse, and, you know, change the atmospheres in my sister's house and my house kind of thing, you know.
Right, but it goes along with your other gifts and talents.
Yes, I have other gifts as well.
Yeah, and you know, the idea of your intuitive business, if you combine that with the feng shui aspect, and you contact realtors who are of like mind, you could actually create a nice little business for yourself.
Oh, that was another thing I was looking at doing, is taking a real estate course.
Uh-huh.
But I was told by other people that it would probably go against my metaphysical work, you know, like, because you do stuff to help people, right, when you do readings, as you are doing for me.
Right.
And I was told that when it comes to real estate, because it's such a dog-eat-dog kind of world, you know, that the honesty and stuff, like, probably I wouldn't make it very well because I can't be dishonest. Does that make sense?
What's wrong with having an honest business in real estate?
Yeah, I never thought of it like that. I guess so, right?
You know, the idea here is that just because you happen to be... I have three very dear friends. They're all realtors, two in the same city, one in Arizona, and they're all very metaphysical. They're all extremely intuitive, and because of their integrity and intuitiveness, mm-hmm. they're able to understand what the buyer needs before the buyer understands what they need.
Oh, I never thought of that, using the gifts in that sense.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Not to mention when they go around to new houses, or it's houses that are on the market that are being shown, that they're checking the market out for their clients. You know, they have those days where the realtors see what's ever on the market. Mm-hmm. They also sense the energy of the house and know exactly who to show it to.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
I never even thought of that. I guess also, too, with the real estate course, because I don't have my grade 12, I only have a grade 11, I would have to upgrade myself. So I'm kind of thinking, I'm 42, can I do that?
Yeah, it's a matter of taking a test to qualify, isn't it?
What's that?
Don't you just type, like in the States, we have a thing called a GED.
Yes, we have that also here
in
Canada.
Well, no, I mean, and here's the thing, in the States there's a program called, are you smarter than a fifth grader? And so the question we would ask you is, are you smarter than a 12th grader?
Maybe. I don't know. You know, because when you're in the working field, you don't use that part anymore.
I know.
The math and all that. So it was something I had thought about. And I love houses. I love looking at houses. I like looking in houses. I like to see different styles. I've always really liked that, but I guess I scared myself thinking, okay, well, you know, my brains aren't the same as they used to be, and I do this.
Right. Well, I tell you what, I would do is take that information to heart and then see where you can go with that. How about that?
That sounds really good.
Is that helpful?
Oh, that is so, so helpful. That's
okay.
You
live in Canada, right?
Yeah, I do, in Alberta.
Well, you know, I go where I'm asked to go. You never know. You might have some friends that would like to learn about the Akashic Records.
Well, you know, that would be a really good thing. We could do something like that, could we not?
Say again?
Could we not say, you, like, they have a lot of intuitive things here. Could you not come out here if you were invited?
Oh, absolutely. I'd come there. Sure, I'd go anywhere.
Oh, okay.
I go anywhere. And there was, like, what we would do is talk offline. I'll tell you what the number of people I would need, you know, at an introductory lecture or for a workshop, and we just figure out the expenses and figure out what it would take.
Oh, well, that sounds wonderful. You know, I think I'm going to look into that.
Okay.
Before I let you go, the only other question I needed to ask,
sure.
How do you see that place going?
Say again?
The rental that I was talking to you about?
Be more specific about where do we... Are you talking about, are you going to stay there longer than you expected?
Yeah, how do you see it going? Will we be doing well there, and is it a good decision?
Well, it's again, don't give your power away by allowing anyone to tell you what a good decision or a bad decision is. Know that.
Okay.
But what's really going to be important in this location is for you to become very vigilantly aware of how you feel differently there.
Yeah.
Be aware of the freedom you feel that's different there than other places.
Right.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense. You know, and that's exactly what my intuition was telling me before, that even for using my gifts and stuff, it's going to give me more clarity.
Yeah.
Because my boys will be taken care of, staying where they are in our home.
Yep.
They know it here. They'll do well, and that'll give me the chance to be able to work more on my gifts.
Right. And you really need this personal time yourself, Joanne.
Yeah.
Be selfish, please.
Yeah, you're not good at that.
it's your time now.
Yeah.
And so do that.
Yes, very good. Awesome. That is so good.
I've got sirens going on outside here, so I can't hear you.
Do you?
I'm in quiet Odessa, Texas. What is that all about? Anyway.
Maybe that's a sign saying, that's right. That's exactly.
There you go. The sirens are celebrating you.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I so look forward to speaking with you, and let's talk a little bit about actually meeting in person. That would be wonderful.
That would be wonderful. I will be sending you an email.
Thank you
so much. God bless.
God bless you, and have a wonderful time with your flowers. And by the way, every time you touch the earth, be sure to bless it.
Oh, okay. I didn't
and
know
just,
that.
I mean, it's just a matter of blessing the earth and saying, thank you, Mother. I'm so happy to be on the planet this time.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Because, you know, our wonderful planet Earth needs all the love that we can give her.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Definitely. Very good.
Great.
Thank you so much. Have
all right.
a wonderful
well, you take care.
Night. And enjoy your trip.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Joanne and from Alberta, Canada. What a lovely lady. That was so much fun talking to her. And I'm looking forward to talking to you as well. And if you're on the BBS Radio website, you already know the numbers. And I've got to tell you that I am not on that website. I'm at my email site, which is it's info, I-N-F-O, at AkashicWisdom.com. And so if you would like to send an email, please do. Let's see, I have some more questions here coming up. That's great. Okay, we have a question for the Akasha from Minnesota. Oh, what a great question. This is from Robert, and the subject is ego. And the question is, what is the role or purpose of our human ego? And the comment he has is, the subject of ego has been getting a lot of press in metaphysical circles lately, mostly negative, however, disconnecting us from our soul's purpose, etc. It's a divine part of our human nature, so surely there must be a positive reason for it being with us. And so we're going to ask the records Bob's exact question. So, masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akasha, what is the role or purpose of our human ego? And I just have to wait for a moment so I can understand what's being said. Well, first of all, what's important is that the ego is important for the survival of the human, where it gets where the ego, that's an interesting way of putting it, gets a bad rap is when the human being or the personality is in conflict with the soul purpose, and the human being's personality it's not the personality. I heard that word, but it doesn't feel like that word. There's a part of us that is the observer and observes that when the ego and the personality move together, I guess that is true, against the soul purpose, that's where the angst and the struggle and the anxiety come forward. And the way one moves into a place of peace being defined in this situation as a state of being that is present with what is happening without judgment. That doesn't mean that there is no ego. It means that the person, the being of light that is in a human body has actually moved to a place where they are not allowing the situation or the comment or the event to shift them off their purpose or off of or out of their peace. Hopefully that answers your question because we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
How are you?
Well, I am just, I'm sitting here just feeling very thrilled. I had no idea. I just turned you on the BBS radio. And so I just called and here I am.
And here you are. Well, that's great. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Naples, Florida.
Oh, Naples, Florida. That's one of my favorite places. I have dear friends in Florida, in Naples.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yes. What is your name?
I'm Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
Welcome to Akashic Wisdom.
Oh, I am just thrilled.
Well, if you email me offline and to let me know where you live, I don't know if I can put you together with some friends, but I know that there's a metaphysical community down there. I've been looking forward one of these days to actually go down there. So.
Oh, gosh. Well, this was really kind of off the cuff, so to speak, and I have often, I've studied a little bit about the Akashic, what's it called? How do you pronounce it?
I call it Akashic Records.
Yeah, the Akashic Records.
Uh-huh.
So let's see what they have to say about me. This will be very interesting.
Well, the way I work with the records,
okay.
Although it may sound or look like I work with the records from a psychic point of view, the reality is it's really more about helping people feel more comfortable in their bodies in the here and now.
Oh.
Okay? And so the records are really a culmination of all wisdom.
Oh,
and
how wonderful.
They're like the life path strategy for your soul. That's the way I look at them.
Oh,
and
I
so
love it.
Is there a question that you have about a situation that you want to know why it happened or some clarity you'd like in your life right now that we could, because the more specific the question, the better the answer.
specifically right now, in terms of work.
Okay.
I have been in the healing arts.
Okay.
And which is fairly common in these parts, as
uh-huh.
you know. And my whole life has been kind of a spiritual journey, and not really kind of. It's been very intense. And I'm definitely a healer.
Uh-huh.
But I've been, I know that I am called to write and to write books about my spiritual journey.
Uh-huh.
And also speak.
Okay.
And I'm intrigued. I kind of feel like I'm supposed to get on BBS radio.
Well, you couldn't be on a better radio station than BBS. I think it's the best place in the world as far as I'm concerned. And but you know, I might be prejudiced since I'm already on it. But but let's just actually seriously talk about who you truly are.
Who
so,
I truly am?
Yeah, no. Let the record keepers have something to share with you. Okay. What's going on here is that you have this sense within you about the writing and about actually stepping into your own power
mm-hmm.
as a healer. And I don't know what you've been doing up to this point, but what's coming forward and what I'm being told is that what's different now than last year or even the year before is that you have had some major shifts in your life
mm-hmm.
and now you're actually ready to mm-hmm. give yourself permission
yes.
to move into your own knowingness.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it really does. I've had some key people, primary people, mother, father, best friend, another girlfriend, a coworker, all die within 2 years.
Okay.
And along with that, I went through a period of time, and it's really just been about the journey into the Christ consciousness, which is my path.
Okay.
I went through several years of being the veil really being lifted,
okay,
in the spirit realm, and manifestation of the spirit realm to a level that many times, and we're talking very intensely. We're talking, you know, in my face.
Uh-huh.
You know. And that whole realm of disembodied spirits, just, it was truly unbelievable. And so I've had to learn, I've been going through this period of time where I've had to learn how to control myself, how to stay out of fear, and how to deal with these forces. It's been really, really very, very challenging. And how to transcend that level. Really frightening stuff. And
what's been frightening about this?
Oh.
There was like you're seeing spirits that you don't want to see. Is that what you're saying to me?
Oh, no. I mean, I've seen, you know, I've seen the grays, and I've seen, you know, dead people.
Okay.
And I mean, I at one time, I mean, I've had them jump in my car and throw themselves on my car. I've had, you know, I've lived with them. You know, I had them sitting on my couch telling me what channel to turn on the television. You know, the imprints on the couch, and I mean, just major level.
Okay.
Major level. You know, manifestations. And so that went on till I think basically, you know, what happened is that, as you said, it was about giving myself permission to step into my own power.
Right.
And what I personally believe in my belief system, as it's evolving, you know, which is where I've been, is I've just been evolving, you know, for over 50 years. And this started, I mean, when I was a child, you know, I mean, I was a kid and I would go to bed and there would be these beings around my bed. And
but here's the piece, and this is the more, it's a very important piece that we all have to know who have experiences with beings from the other side, no matter what level they're at, and I'm talking about vibratory level. It's not good or bad; it's a different vibratory level.
Exactly.
What's important to you, for you to understand, is that you do have the power to ask them either to not come, to tell you why they're here.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you have all that power within you, and you have to remember that there's a reason and purpose that these beings are coming to you.
Well, I had so much. It got to the point where I couldn't even close my eyes because face after face after face would come to me, and they always wanted to tell me their story. They were wanting to tell me their life story and wanting me to write their own life stories.
And that would actually be an interesting book because have a chapter per person.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said it would be an interesting book. You could have a chapter per person.
Well, if it was a chapter per person, we're talking chronicles upon chronicles because it was.
What's
just
your resistance, Deborah?
I'm sorry.
What's your resistance?
Well, for a very long period
of time. Let's just
kind of
cut to the chase here, sweetheart, because I think that you're a fabulous talent, and you've got a lot of living to do here. But let's talk about what your resistance is.
The resistance for a long time was my religious upbringing. I was very
good.
Connected to the Christian concept. I call it the Christian concept.
Okay.
The Christian church.
Uh-huh.
I was a minister in a church for many, many years, and this was after my initial enlightening. I mean, I had a really powerful experience in the late 70s.
Okay.
And so after, I mean, it was really powerful, you know, the manifestation and the seeing the gold and, you know, seeing the heaven colors, and God spoke to me audibly.
Okay.
And I basically ran off a lot of really bad spiritual guys who were trying to get me. And so, I mean, really powerful. It was completely life-changing from that moment on. And I was initiated into the Christ path, the Christ consciousness path. And all that I knew at that time, this was late 70s, was go back to church, which I had run from. I mean, I didn't want anything to do with the church.
Okay.
And in fact, in my experience, when I had that experience, I was an atheist. So that'll radically change you right there.
Right.
And,
okay,
and
I'm going to, I don't mean to stop you, but we have to. I was started late, but we only have until 55 minutes before the hour, you know,
okay,
after the hour. So,
well, my question right now is,
yes,
because my whole life has been, you know, this, my whole life's just been spiritual.
Okay.
You know, up until recently, I'm living on savings.
Okay.
And I just really need insight as to the now. Right now, where would I
do to survive now?
Yep. Where am I supposed to be?
Okay.
Yep.
And what's coming forward here is that in your move into working with the Christ consciousness, it's going to be very important that you reassess how, begin to assess how your upbringing within the Christian church is still, those underlying beliefs are still affecting you now. Because what's coming forth here is that you have a split belief system.
Oh, yeah.
And so the split belief system still is believing in good and bad and evil, etc., and good and evil. And what the Christ consciousness teaches is oneness.
Exactly.
And so the conflict for you right now is releasing the old beliefs.
Yes.
And releasing the fear of releasing the old beliefs.
Exactly.
As well,
and moving, it, yes.
And moving right into the oneness of trust and faith.
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the same thing I you know, and I know that, you know, in my heart.
And you want to know how to do that, right?
I follow that, but it's, well, you know, I think that it's through the trials, and I think that it's through the pressure, and I'm definitely feeling the pressure.
Yeah, but see, the way you can release that pressure is to get out of your system and write it.
Yeah.
You do. You have to get it out of your system and get it out of your body, out of your mind, out of your heart, put it on paper so that you can manage it. And what happens is the demons of old that are and the underlying belief systems of old will come forward, and do not fear those when they come forward. Acknowledge them, embrace them, write them down, and tell them, you see, I'm writing it down.
Yeah.
I'm writing down what you're telling me.
Right.
And you no longer, because what you resist is going to keep up. And
that's
so it's really important to allow this to get out of your body. Move into your own oneness, so that you can then create a new groove for your new life.
Yep.
And I would love to go deeper with you on this, darling, but I'm now at time.
I so appreciate you.
But I want to tell you, again, I just for you and the rest of the listeners, I do individual consultations on the telephone, one-on-one. They're anywhere from 1 hour to 1.5 hours, depending on what we want to do. And if you would like to call me offline and know more about that, I'd be glad to talk to you about it, as well as, or I could email you information, and let me give you my phone number that you can call me personally. I'm not there now, but if you call and leave a message, I will be there tomorrow night. So
wonderful.
My telephone number in my office, and this is a 24/7 line, folks, so you don't worry about your time zone. Call and just let me know when your time zone is so I can call you back.
Okay.
It's
216-691-1233.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yes, and my email address is info@akashicwisdom.com.
Okay, I have that.
And just as a last minute thing, for those people who are interested in learning how to access their own Akashic records, I'm going to be offering a level 1 and level 2 class in Cleveland, Ohio at the end of May. And in Pittsburgh, I'm going to be doing a lecture at Journeys of Life Bookstore. And on, I think that's June 6th, and I'll be in Pittsburgh doing face-to-face consultations. So if you know anybody around the Pittsburgh area, let them know. And I'm coming into Pittsburgh to do a level 1 class, I want to say, on June 21st and 22nd. So. And next week we can talk more, and I want you all to call in. And Deborah, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, my sister. I really appreciate it so much.
Well, I feel very connected to you, and I know what a beautiful space you're living in as far as Naples is concerned. It's one of the most beautiful places on in the United States, from what I hear.
It really is. It's truly a paradise in many ways.
All right. Well, you take care.
Thank you.
To hearing from you. And when you're ready to write that book, I have a friend of mine who lives in Naples who's a book doctor. And what she does is she actually helps people create and edit the books and works with them as far as their outlines and everything. She's wonderful.
Oh, my gosh. Well, another answer to prayer right
there.
There
you go. So,
thank you.
Well, I thank you again for coming in and for calling in, and I have to close the show now.
Thank you so much. I will call you soon.
I look forward to it.
Okay, dear.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Well, I want to thank you all again for listening, and I can't wait to talk to you next week. Please email my questions. Bob, if you're listening, I know that wasn't a complete answer, but we'll pick up on that one next week. And I would love to just talk to you and say hello. and I'm looking forward to seeing all of you at one time or another. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for their wonderful insights, wisdom for tonight's show. We ask that everyone listening, may their hearts be open, their burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. Good night, everyone. Have a great week. Bye-bye.